B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Look at the bright side. I'm going to give you the good news and the bad news. Vegetables and dessert. I'm sorry, no, dessert then vegetables.
Huh? I was going to say, I want the bad news first, but okay,
no,
never mind.
No, you're going to get the good news first. The good news is football season's here.
Yeah.
Patriots, Steelers, Sunday night. I know Pebbles is excited.
She can't contain herself.
Cannot contain. She's so excited that she has this look that you might mistake for disdain on her face, but I swear that is just excitement. I almost see a smirk through that frown.
The black she's wearing today was supposed to be red, white, and blue.
Right.
But she couldn't find it, so she grabbed her black shirt.
She's not a sheep. She's like, what? I represent them in my own unique way.
That's right.
With anger and black clothing. With indifference. But anyway, that's the good news, because now you can enjoy that football is starting as we mourn the retirement of Nicki Minaj. Yes, I don't know if you heard this yesterday, but Nicki announced on Twitter that she's retiring from music. Melissa, do you have the tweet?
I do.
Go ahead.
She says, I've decided to retire and have my family. I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it till the death of me. In the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life.
Oh, my God.
My mother's devastated. Mm-hmm. So, now, here's the thing. Do we believe this? Do we believe... what do we believe here?
Permanent retirement? I don't know.
No.
But taking some time off to... She said she wanted to have kids. I mean...
Maybe
she just wants to go away for a little while.
Rumor is she's pregnant already.
Yeah.
And then rumor is she already got married to her husband. So, I mean, and she's been in interviews before saying, I want to be that wife that cooks and cleans for my husband and takes time off and comes back and and records an album from a mother's perspective. So
I'm
maybe
sure
she wants
be great.
To, I mean,
a hip hop album from a mom.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
That it'll suck?
No.
What's she going to sing about? Putting
Cardi
toys away?
Cardi B's doing it. She's recorded some good music since having culture.
There's a lot of moms that have great albums.
Yeah.
Tell me the great mom-based song that Cardi B has released.
Oh, mom-based? Mom-based
song. No, mom-based.
What's a mom-based song?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, but like, I don't understand
something
what you're
about
saying.
Singing about having a young child. Besides but throwing a verse in there about having a kid, a song about like, you know how people will break up and release an album that's all like sad songs about a breakup, or if they get into a relationship, release all songs about love?
I don't think she's going to release an album of lullabies or anything like that. I think it's more like, you know, different perspective in life.
Right. So it'll suck. Now, here's my thing. Do you think she's doing the wrestler thing? Like, you know, I'm retiring.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, a couple months later, how long is it going to last?
If anybody doesn't see this as a publicity stunt, you're insane. I
don't know who to believe anymore.
How long it's going to last? Yeah. I mean, she's been recording a new album.
Yeah.
Supposedly, she has studio time booked in the next month and a half. So, I don't know. I think, where are we? September?
Yeah.
I'll throw this out. By my birthday, she will have new music out.
Oh, God.
And if anybody to bring up her birthday.
If anybody doesn't know, my birthday is September 29th. So I would say by the end of the month, we will have new music.
Not about you.
From Nicki Minaj.
Less off to Carla. I think she's a little upset. And by the way, how do you feel about this? If it tore you up that Nicki Minaj is throwing up the air quotes, retiring. 617-288-1969. Go ahead, Carla. How are you feeling?
I'm surprised.
You what?
She's depressed.
I'm depressed. My boyfriend made me call because he's laughing at me, but I'm really depressed. I don't understand why Nicki's doing this.
Why do you believe it?
I don't know. Like, I feel like she let Cardi B bully her and all these things bully her into saying she's retiring. Like, it's so weak to me.
Like, it's when you heard the news yesterday, where were you and how did you react?
I literally, my mouth dropped. Like, I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, is this real? Like, and then you guys said it. And I'm like, okay, this must be really real. Like, I don't understand. I hope it's not real. I'm hoping it's like she just taking a break, but I don't know. Like, this can't be real.
Assuming it is real, though, does that make you hate her man now?
I've been hating her man.
I love it.
I've been hating her, man. He needs to get out the picture. Like,
get out the picture.
My boyfriend was laughing at me. Like, my boyfriend was like, you need a call. He's the one who's dying. And I'm like, they're not going to pick up. You got to pick up.
That's
yeah. Well, I'm devastated.
Tell your boyfriend thank you. And I hope that this is not real, because I literally, tears were streaming down my cheeks when I heard the news.
I don't believe you. I feel like you have no feelings.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.